You say you never did really get that down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I always played more melodic type stuff than sort of fast ones.
I don't do a lot of it, but you gotta have, you gotta be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and the way you should learn it is in little snatches, like, you know, just like when I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna hit the second string and then the third string and pull off of the third fret. I'm a second fret, and then I skip over that string just because I'm used to doing it. It's the same note. You could go. Since you're going, I don't know, you might not ever play a sixth string again, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So you can hit that note on the fourth string. Okay, but that's the pattern, man. That's the lick with your right hand. Oops. One of the reasons I still do it on the fourth string, I mean on the fifth string instead of hitting the fourth string open, is I can block it better with my fingers that are behind the bar. Then. Yeah, that keeps ringing. Whereas I can block it when I go down there and hit it on the fifth string. So if I did that, if I did that same lick here, starting on the third string, and again you could hit the fourth string, but I'm gonna hit the fifth string at the second fret. It's the same thing with my right hand. Finger, thumb, pull off at the second fret of the fifth string. There's the sixth string at the second fret. And then hammer the fifth string going back up. So then, if you hammer the second fret of the third string, then you can go into the one we just did. So you could put two of them together. And then you can do the same thing on the first and second and third string. So just that will get your right hand. It sounds like people are playing three finger rolls, but most of the time you're doing it with two fingers. You know, you can just do it faster. You know, and it's the same old stuff over and over again. Everybody that you hear do it, it's all they're doing is playing that G scale real fast. Right? And you should just learn to do it with your middle finger and your thumb. You can use those other two fingers on other stuff.
Right,
you
know? Right.
To me, like the seed of all that hammer on stuff.
Yeah.
And then you just I mean, what the particular, this one that I'm showing you, it starts on the upbeat. You know, if you're playing along like this, you go, you know, it's on the upbeat.
Right. But
if you're gonna start on the downbeat, it would just be, you know. But this one on the upbeat. It's real handy to be able to do both of them, be able to do it up on the upbeat, which you would always start with your finger. Or if you start down here, I'm just starting on the downbeat. So. Same stuff, it's just that where you start it, you know, that seed, as I call it, is using the upbeat to start, but you could do the same thing, just start it on the downbeat with your thumb. Is that making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.